Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
So far, our youth and young adults have been intertwined and weaved through, and they've all done such a fantastic job. There's been a lot of hard work. These guys have practiced, they've been stressing about collecting buckets and everything. And we hope that you got a smiley face as you entered the door. That's our heart. That's their heart. Everybody is loving on everybody, which is the culture we try to bring to our youth and young adults. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for everybody that has done something. Love it. Well, we have the privilege today of doing a bit of a tag team. I get to kick it off, which is lovely. Now, who here has heard of a story of somebody going through some glass? Appropriately, I wore shorts this morning, so you can see the evidence. So if you didn't know, at the start of this year, term one, kicking youth off for the year, something new, something fresh. Over the Christmas holidays, we did some planning, which is always good. And we went, you know what, it's Melbourne, could be wet outside, all this kind of stuff. You've got to plan for everything. And so we went, we really want to do a slip and slide, but everybody talked me out of doing it on the gravel out the back of the church. They're like, you can't do it on gravel. I was like, okay. Next best thing, inside the church office. Who thinks that's a great idea? Who's been to the church offices? Most people. So there is a long, in between the offices, there's a lovely corridor which spans a good width for slip and slide and a great length for slip and slide. And there's even a ramp down the bottom to just get you that little bit further, just in case you hadn't got enough speed or... But the problem being, there's a window at the end. Now, I'd planned for this. I thought, you know what? Can't go through the window. Phil will tell me off. No. I went, can't go through the window, can't have any kids hurt. So I went, we'll put mattresses and inflatable mattresses and all of that and just bombard this window with cushioning so kids can smash into the cushioning. It's fair. It's good. It would have worked. Problem being, we purchased the air mattresses and we love Target, but didn't come with the plugs. So no air, well, you got an air mattress, but no plugs to fill it up. So we didn't have them. And they're on their way. They're in Jade's car. It was just the fact that I hadn't blown them up yet. And this is where it gets fun. So we soaked it up. We got a bit of water on it. And this is pre-kids getting there, all right? So anybody that's got kids coming up, safe. I think. So before any kids gave it a go, us leaders gave it a bit of a slide, and they're like, oh, you know what? It's not that great. Now, I'd invested in this. I'd gone to the site. I'd picked up the plastic. I'd paid for it. I even researched what suds slipped best. I'd really invested in this. So when I hear my co-leaders going, it's not that great, I was devastated. I was like, you can't see the potential in this. This will be a night that kids talk about forever. The night that we did a slip and slide inside. And I was pumped. I was excited. So I showed them my level of commitment. Now, I did not realize that a particular person had re-studded the whole slide and put more water down. So I've really committed. I've run from the back door. I've got as much as this chunky body can muster up. I've committed face first. Boom, on my belly. Heard a bit of the old... Ooh. Slapped the ground, and as soon as I hit the ground, I was like, I'm in trouble. I was going fast. To the window. And I'm looking at the mullion, the upright metal post, and I'm like, hands out in front of me, and I was just like, nah. So I managed to get my knees slid up, and as I got my hands out of the way, I put my feet up, and my knees went through the window and smashed either side of the mullion. Thank God. So my knees smashed the window, and it just cheese grated my legs. So I knew I was in a bit of a pickle when I could see inside of me. Yeah. I saw the potential. I did not see that coming, to say the least. But I saw the potential in it. Nobody else did. I was just a bit not patient enough. Lord taught me patience really quick. Really quick. But yes, I've got another story, something that I've seen. When I was about 15, I was at a conference in Adelaide, and now to paint the picture, I was just serving at this conference. I was one of the ushers. I was doing my little thing, running around, chasing people up. And there was an altar call at the time. I remember being out the back, getting the t-shirts ready, selling them. And I took a moment and I went, oh, you know what, I'm not at the front, but I'm going to give God some time out in the foyer of all places. And it's amazing that God can show up wherever. You don't need to be down the front as such, but it's being open in your heart. And I took that time out to just kind of just even have 5 seconds with God and just go, I wish I was down there. But it was dead set like this download, and I'll never forget it, being so young. And when the Lord speaks to me, I see visions. I don't know if anybody else is like that. I see pictures, and God speaks to me out of that. It's kind of cool. Other people hear from God in different ways, and that's what we're teaching our youth as well, that what works for me, God might speak different to you. But it's having that relationship, and that's the joy of walking the journey and having a relationship with Jesus, is discovering how he speaks to you. So for me, that's how God speaks to me. And I'll never forget, because I had a crazy vision. It was like watching a movie, and it was this today, this year. I had a vision of coming to Melbourne. I was 15. I had no idea what that involved, but I had a vision of this church, of this season, of getting back into youth. And at that time, you know what? Having that vision, I was like, I'm never going into youth again. Ever. The feet, the smell, the sweat, the Macca's stains in my car. No, it was a crazy time where I started to see basically what this year unfolded. I saw a camp. I saw myself and Katie, and that was, you know what, that was a confirmation as well for us as a couple. That meant a lot to me, that it was together, and Katie will explain a bit more about that after, but how amazing that God showed me, and I had no idea, but that was a word from God that I kept, And it took another 6 years of keeping that on the back burner as such, but working towards it, but also going, God's given me a vision. And it was up to me to kind of facilitate some of that. That meant that I needed to learn how to run teams, all that kind of stuff. But it was amazing that just in that space, and you know what, some of the vision hasn't come to pass yet, but how amazing though that God's hand was so on it from the moment of even getting married and making the decision, and things just weren't lining up. We couldn't get a house, we couldn't get this, and nothing made sense as to we should have been able to, we could afford it, we could do this, all these things lined up that, and we're like, God, why? And it was like crystal clear. God was like, this is your season, this is now. Didn't make sense in the natural to move straight after getting married, all that kind of stuff. But how good's God's timing, not ours? The fact that everything lined up, bang, bang, bang. Like, we got a house, we got everything. Within like a week, that's unheard of. To move your wedding, to move everything. And it just shows you that when God gives you something, like God gives you that vision, he's in it. It was just amazing. And we're living it out. We're living out what God's given us. And you know what? He's given us fresh vision. He's given us new things that scare us. It's daunting sometimes. But isn't that a great way to live? It's to be excited by the things that God's given you. Not to go, oh, this is just to get by, or it's having vision for yourself. It's praying for that. It's seeking that out.
Want to ask you a question today, and I want to read a scripture that I really feel God's put on my heart, and I feel like God's saying, because he said to us, do you see what I see? And that testimony video of just, I think it's only about 7 or 8 of our youth and young adults, could have gone on forever. It's just some of the, you know, minutes, stories that has come out of just this year. And I want to encourage you today, it doesn't matter what age you are, do you see what God sees? Do you see what he has for your life? Do you see what he has for your family? Do you see what he has for your workplace? I really want to encourage you, because I don't care whether you're 6 years old or 66 years old, God has more. And he is standing ready to give it to you. And you just have to go, yeah, God, what do you have for me? Show me, God. And so I want to read a scripture today, apologize. Ooh, pull myself together now. Acts chapter 4, I've got the verses on the screen for you. Verse 7 to 13. Right, it says, they had Peter and John brought before them, so this is in a court, and began to question them, by what power or what name did you do this? I'll tell you in a minute what they did. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel. It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. And I want to focus on these verses today, verse 12 and 13. It says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. I have 3 questions to ask you today, but if anything rings true and when you walk away and echoes in your mind and in your thoughts and in your spirits, it's, do you see what I see? I feel like as if God's saying that, not me, God. And my first question within that is, do people notice that you've been with Jesus? because it says in verse 13, it says that they actually noticed that they'd been with Jesus. So there must have been something about Peter and John that they actually showed that they'd been with Jesus, not just in their words by, you know, actually standing up. It just freaks me out. That's a whole nother sermon within itself of their reaction to being questioned of what they did. And what they did was actually quite pretty good, really. Like, they, through God, healed a man. That's pretty good. And yet, all the, you know, they get arrested and put in prison and then questioned for what they did. But they walk away because, one, they saw the courage that these men had, and secondly, because they saw that they'd been with Jesus. Didn't matter whether they were unschooled, ordinary is what they called them, and yet it was because they'd been with Jesus. And I want to challenge you today, and it was a massive challenge when I read this myself. Any situation you walk into, do people notice that you've been with Jesus? Not just Sunday morning, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Do they notice that you've been in his presence? And I'm not talking about just sitting and reading his word and praying, and that's good. But dwelling in his presence all the time. And it may not necessarily mean that people say to you, oh, you've been with Jesus. Because, you know, back in this day, they all knew who Jesus was. But something where they actually, people see that your joy, or maybe your hope. And I want to read another verse to you because I've been challenged by this thought that God gave me was, do you see what I see? Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, I don't have this, I apologize. It says in verse 15, but in your hearts, you may have heard this before, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And I heard someone say this the other day and I really loved it. This verse is assuming that people notice that you have hope. So if you don't have hope, you don't have Jesus. And if you got Jesus, you have hope. Hope that you have eternity with him and hope that you have a purpose. So regardless of what your week, what your day is, you have hope. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be walking around with a smile the whole time, because that's a little bit cheesy and a bit weird. We don't, you know, we're real. You have average days, but you know what? Be honest. Be like, you know what? Today's a bit average, but you know what? God's good. He's got it, and I'm trusting him. Let's not overcomplicate it. But when you are walking with Jesus, people should notice. There's something different about you. I know for Eldon, he comes home all the time. He's a tradie. And on site, swearing is just like, that's just their language, really. And Eldon doesn't swear. And you know, that's probably the first thing they notice. They go, mate, you don't swear. And it opens up a door. So it's not just necessarily our words, but it's how we carry ourselves. And Pastor Phil and Michael are awesome at sharing over the last few months about that, about walking, being real, authentic Christianity. I want to emphasize that God is hope. God is love. He is joy. He is peace. So if you've been with him, people should notice those things. Yeah? Leads me to my second point. Do you see what God sees? You know, like Eldon mentioned, and I've already mentioned it earlier, that we got a vision separately. So it was at that same conference that I was in the meeting, and God gave me, I don't get visions, that's not how I hear from God, generally speaking. But in that moment, I got a vision of literally what I'm kind of looking at, where I can't really see faces, it's just people. And we're, you know, up here with band speaking, whatever. And back then, I've grown up in a Christian family, lots of ministry. You probably all know my popper and Phil, and you may have heard my mum speak before. And I was like, nah, ministry is not for me. No, thank you. Quite okay to leave that with those guys. And nothing negative about it. I was just like, nah, that's not for me. I'm good, thanks. And for me, that was a big challenge, getting a vision like that, because it was like, nah, come on. This is where you're going. And there's a few times I've tried to kind of step this way and yet somehow I'm always pulled back, because that's what God has for me and I trust him. But I want to encourage you today to maybe go away and go, God, show me. What do you have for me? Do you see things the way God sees? Do you see in faith? I read a really good quote the other day, and it's by Rick Warren, who wrote Purpose Driven Life, a great book, which I encourage you to read. And he says, faith is a way of looking at the world from God's perspective. Do you have God's perspective on your life? Because it's really, really easy to get pretty unhappy about your life when you look at it from a worldly perspective. I don't know, but I'm only 23, and Eldon and I have this close, I won't say we have, but we're this close to buying an apartment in Glen Huntly. That doesn't happen. Doesn't happen in Melbourne, doesn't happen with 23-year-olds, generally speaking. I know that is only by God, only by God. And that is a blessing from him. But I know that that is because he's put things within our hearts and we've been diligent. And I, you know, there isn't in the meantime between what he shows you, and you have to be diligent then. But do you see what God sees? You know, Eldon and I also came from quite a large church in Adelaide, where our youth group was over 800, our young adults ministry was over 400. And when we came and stepped into taking over youth and young adults here at Compass, which we knew was God's plan, we were right from the get-go, our heart's desire was to not do things the way we used to, or because it was familiar or comfortable, or because that's just what you do. Our heart's desire is that we always do things God's way, and what he sees for Compass Youth, and what he sees for Compass Young Adults, and what he sees for Compass Church. And I don't know about you, but I am so grateful that we are in a church where we have pastors and leaders that have gone to God every single day going, God, what have you got for this church? What have you got for these people? It's not their thoughts as much as they're awesome and come up with great things. I can promise you the vision that God's put on these incredible people's hearts is from him. And I encourage you to go away and read our vision statement that we did at earlier this year. It's incredible. But do you see what God sees? Have you taken a moment to go, all right, God, what's your perspective? Not just on your life, but maybe a work situation or uni or family or school. What does God see? Because sometimes we see it as being broken, or we see it as, yeah, well, that was for then, maybe not for now. We kind of have our own little thoughts and opinions, but get God's perspective. What does God see? My last point today is, do you see you as God sees? You know, and I read this story in Acts, like I mentioned before, I was just bewildered, really, at these two men's conviction and faith in their response to these judges and what they had to say. But I really believe, and I felt like God said to me, they knew who and whose they were. So they knew who they were, and they knew who they belonged to. They also knew, you know, they had purpose and hope. They had Jesus. And the Bible is so full of how he sees us, of how God sees us. And we're probably our own worst enemies when it comes to putting ourselves down, talking about ourselves in a particular way, and maybe other people too. But I want to encourage you to put God's glasses on of grace and faith and love. I don't know what maybe some of you kids might remember, but in Macca's they used to give out toys with those little binocular things. Do you remember them? Where you look in and you press the button and that the story flicks around. Who remembers those? Am I saying it the right way? I encourage you, do that. Put that on and go, God, show me. Show me me. What is my best that you have put in me? And I want to read just a very few verses, because I want you to go away and look in God's word of what he says and what he thinks about you and what he sees. He sees a new creation in 2 Corinthians. He sees you as holy, Ephesians. He sees you as son and or daughter, It's in Thessalonians as well. And you know what? I could honestly go on and on and on about how God sees you. And Jade did a brilliant effort at communion today. And I really hope you take away something from what she said. But do you see you as God sees you? Because I really believe that when you have those three things, when you see things God's way, when you've been with Jesus, and when you know who you are and what he sees, then when those little moments come where you have those funny questions like, oh, you're religious, aren't you? I don't know about you, but I get that a lot, especially when they ask me what I do, working at a church. I did say to Eldon the other week, I got a coffee and the machine, well, I'm a cheapo, I go to Coles Express for my 80-cent coffee. We just bought an apartment, I did tell you that. But I was at one earlier last week and I put my coffee in and it kind of did 3/4 and then the milk ran out. So I got the guy over and he's like, oh, you're off to work early. It was about 6:30. I said, oh, I'm on my way to church. So normally when this happens, they give you a new one. He didn't give me a new one. And I said, Eldon, I told him I went to church and I didn't get a real coffee. Anyway, I'm not as funny as Eldon, but thank you for the token laugh. I appreciate it. Oh, gosh. But you know what? When you're in those moments where they say, what did you do on the weekend? Or where did you go? You know, when you know whose you are, when you've been with Jesus and you're proud of Jesus and he's yours, you can actually say, yeah, I went to church on the weekend. I know it's a challenge. And it's a challenge that we're walking through with our youth and young adults at the moment, especially in this society. But you know what, Eldon and I, so privileged, and it's overwhelming sometimes because we just see how huge the futures are of these young people and our young adults. Honestly, just those stories are just some of what God is doing in our ministry, and we're so thankful. But I pray that you walk away today with just that ringing question of God saying, do you see what I see? Because he has more. And if there's anything I've learnt this year, I've not seen it all. I've grown up in church and you do sometimes get a bit like, oh yeah, I've sung this song before, done this before, heard this before. But you know what? Nah. God's got more. God's got more. Doesn't that excite you? Doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. Don't you hate when people say that in church? I'm 23, I can say it. But God's got more for you, and it's his best. I'm just going to ask Pastor Phil to come up and end today's service. But I want to, before I do that, our leaders, our incredible leadership team, a couple are away today, unfortunately, but our amazing young adult leaders, Liz and Mark Walker, Jade and Eldon and myself and Holly are all here. We're prepped and we want to pray for you guys. We really, really felt God put certain things on our hearts, but I want to pray for two particular people. One, maybe you actually don't know Jesus. Maybe you don't know how he sees you. Maybe you've never heard how he sees and what he calls you. And I want to give that opportunity for today as well. Pastor Phil will do that in a moment. But the second group, we're going to open up this space at the front. And our team, I really want to pray for people where you need a fresh vision from God. You need to say, God, what do you have for me? What do you see for my life? So I'm just going to pass to Pastor Phil. And then, I would love to pray for you guys.
Come on, church. Let's give Katie and Eldon a hand. As a parent of some teenagers, I feel incredibly blessed to have these guys as our youth and young adult leaders, that our young people are in good hands. That whole thing about identity that Katie kind of wrapped up there, do you see yourself as God sees you? As so many pressures and upon our young people that they need to be this or that or a Kardashian or a Katy Perry or Justin Bieber, whatever kind of thing is trying to be projected on our kids, that they have to aspire to be this or that when they've been incredibly fearfully, wonderfully, uniquely made, and they're one of a kind, and there's no other person on the planet like them. And the more that they can be themselves, the more incredible they will be, because the best them they can be is just being themselves. And to have leaders that are reinforcing that, as God has created all of us fearfully and wonderfully, uniquely made, amongst many, many other things that these guys do. And so I really want to honour Katie and Eldon and the rest of the team, the amount of planning, organising, time, tears that go into leading our young people. If you've never been involved in youth ministry, you won't have any idea. You just think, oh, they just rock up and they just run a couple of games. Being Nat and I were youth pastors for 7 years, and you pour your life into it. Because you just love the kids so much. When they hurt, you hurt. You're praying every day. You're asking God, give me a word for these young people. God, we want to hear. We want these young people to rise up and do stuff better than we ever could. And so the young people under their leadership today, we will see coming up and preaching far better than I can, Michael can, Katie and Eldon can. So, you know, like, these guys pour their life into it because it's part of the vision and the call that God's given them, because they've seen what God has seen. And, you know, each of us have that, I believe, responsibility before God for whatever sphere of life that may be, or wherever God has called you to be that light, to be salt, wherever you may be. And so I just really want to honour these guys this morning, and I'm going to embarrass all the team. So if you're a youth or young adult leader, can you please just stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Where's Mark and Liz? Why aren't they standing? Oh, Mark is standing. Liz is in kids. Oh, she's just serving everywhere. She's everywhere. And as Katie said, so, hey, can we just reach out our hands and just pray for these guys? If you're comfortable to do that, just blessing and really bless these guys. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for you are a God of generations, the generations. You're the God of the oldest to the youngest person that calls Compass Church home. And Lord, I just thank you that Katie and Eldon and this great team feel a sense of call to serve you and the young people of this church, the young adults of this church. And Father, I just thank you that, and rightly so, they think it's the most important area in the life of the church. It's the best area. It's the one that God loves the most in this church. Lord, I just thank you that that's their heart, as it should be, Father God. So we thank you for the vision that you've given them. I thank you for the team they've brought around them. Thank you for each and every person that serves so faithfully in this, your church, Father, for the benefit of our young people and our young adults. So we just ask, Father, as they give out so much, pour back into them, we pray. Continue to refresh them and encourage them. Lord, the times when things get hard, they feel as though they're not taking ground. They are, if not in the natural, but in the spiritual, taking ground. And we just thank you, Lord God, for just the mighty army of young people that you're raising up here through the life of this church. And Lord God, coming from where we have to where we are is amazing. But God, we know the future is so ridiculously bright. And so we just pray for ongoing revelation of vision and strategy and keys. We pray for that fire that we sang about this morning, set a fire down in my heart, my soul, that can't be contained, can't be controlled. Lord God, would be just rampant in the lives of the young people and young adults of Compass Church. May us oldies just be intimidated and freaked out and weirded out by the passion and the zeal that they have for you, Jesus. So, Father, we just speak out just growth and blessing and provision in every way, shape, and form, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Could you please give our youth team and young adults team a hand? How good is Toby on the keys? Thank you. We're so glad you take after your mum. We just think you're awesome. No comment. I'm amazed. Is Troy out with the kids or something? I had this idea, and you might think this is really cheesy. Katie just mentioned that the youth leaders are ready to actually pray and just spend time. If something that Katie has shared, or what was shared through the video, or even Jade's fantastic communion message this morning. And hopefully you know us as a church, we don't say that unless we mean it. But anyway, I would like to do something right now that we've never done before as a church. I would love to get And I'd love to get all the youth leaders and young adults just to come and stand out the front here. You don't have to look at everyone. You can face that way. That's fine. But can I ask you guys just to come and stand out here for just a moment? We're, come on, don't be shy. Yes, youth, young adults, all of you peoples. That's it. You can look this way. That's fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just step forward, guys, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the church to come and just stand behind you, and we're just going to pray. So if you have been kind of touched this morning, you've been blessed this morning by what these guys all together have done through, and they've all actually played a part in some way, shape, or form, I want you to come and just stand behind these guys, please, as a church. I want these guys to know how much we love them, how much we appreciate them, how much we as adults are cheering them on. Even if you don't have kids or you don't have, you know, your kids here, but you just want to just love on these guys today. Let's just come and stand around and just really support. You know, if you're standing close enough, why don't you just gently rest your hand on the shoulder of maybe one of these young people in front of you. I get emotional because I was a youth pastor and starting Compass to see this. You have no idea how stoked and proud I am of our youth team and these young guys standing here. Wow, I am just so thankful to the Lord, and just to see, if you were to take a minute to talk to some of these guys and to find out their heart, it's phenomenal. They are fearfully and wonderfully made, which means when God looks at them, he shudders because he goes, I hope you can understand what you are capable of. The gifts I've put in you to bring a positive impact to this world, it scares God. And as a pastor, as an ex-youth pastor, the potential that's being realized, you're using those gifts is amazing. And our church needs you guys. We need you guys to freak us oldies out. We need you to get crazy in love with Jesus and not care what the world thinks, but just go nuts and to stir something within us and remind us of what it means to have zeal and passion for Jesus. So we stand before you today because we love you. We're committed to you. We're here for you. We believe in you. We know you're not perfect. Just as God loves you anyway, we just want to love you guys and catapult you into the future and the plan and the purpose that God's got for your life. Father, this morning, Father, what has been presented here today, the variety of gifts and talents through people standing at the door with a smile, what a gift that is to give to other people. Good morning. Hey, thanks for coming today. Just lifting people's spirits from the moment they walk in the door. The guys that set up everything and involved in that and just don't want to be seen up front have just been serving faithfully. I thank you for those that have passed the emblems for communion around and buckets around, for those that have played instruments and sung, for those that have been involved, voiceover for announcement and video, sharing around communion and speaking this morning. Father, we're a body. We need one another. Every single part that has been played this morning is as valid, as important as any other part. And I just pray this morning as these guys stand here and according to your word through the laying on of hands, we stir up the gifts that are within them this morning. For some of these young guys that are standing here this morning, they don't think they've got a gift. They don't know what it is. Then Father, this morning, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the laying on of hands and the speaking of the word, we stir up the gifts this morning. That Father God, you would just allow them right now in this moment to once again sense your presence, to sense your love, your power flooding, just bringing life to every cell in their being right now. God, you are real. You love them. You're committed. You're devoted. Bless them, we pray. We thank you for every single young person and young adult in this place. For those that are anxious about exams, those that are anxious about work or what their career may be, God, you've got it. You've got it. As we commit to faithfully serve and seek first your kingdom and put God first in all that we do, you've got our next step ordered. You've got the job sorted. You've got the career sorted. You've got our life partner sorted. You've got all of that, even if we don't see it right now. As Katie said, God, you're in control. You've got this. we pray this in Jesus' mighty name. And we reiterate this morning, do not let anyone look down on you guys, youth, young adults, because you're young. What came out of your mouths and what you presented here this morning, God says that he would take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. You did not present anything foolish this morning. You presented stuff that has challenged us if we're open to hearing and seeing. We love you. We need you guys in our church. Your schools need you. Your university, your colleges need you. Your workplaces need you. And we pray blessing, courage, boldness. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.